This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, September 2nd. Some ETFs were quick to respond to the latest jobs report. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says after major economic reports and comments from Federal Reserve officials, he always checks EEM and HYG. The iShares Emerging Markets ETF and the iShares iBoxx High Yield Corporate Bond ETF.
Those are the ones that we'll probably see and get hit the hardest if there were concerns over an interest rate hike, because if rates were to go up, it makes treasuries a little more attractive versus a risk asset, and that's why.
Balchunas says the low interest rate environment has been helping emerging markets this year.
Emerging markets ETFs have taken in $23 billion this year. That is a boatload of assets. Now, emerging markets ETFs have traditionally been very sensitive to concerns over a Fed rate hike. So if you go right to them and you see that EEM is up 1.3% today, which is a good bump, you can see that the jobs report has given investors confidence that the Fed will not raise rates, because I'm not saying all the money would leave emerging markets if they did, but $23 billion worth, I think a lot of investors are in the emerging markets right now because of lack of fear of any sort of Fed moves.
EEM has gained about 15% so far this year. It has a 12-month dividend yield of 2% and an expense ratio of 69 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.